ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय energy acts eternally within the material world, there is no possibility of destroying illusion. One may, however, destroy the presence of illusion within one's heart. To accomplish this, the disciple must become expert in pleasing expert spiritual master. As one advances to the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness, experiencing the presence of the Lord everywhere, one's attention shifts to the transcendental platform. At that time, pure knowledge itself, one's constant technical awareness of illusion diminishes, just as fire diminishes and is extinguished after consuming its stock of fuel. Srila Madhvacharya has quoted from several Vedic scriptures to show that Maya or material illusion is just like a witch who always hunts the conditioned soul. Maya offers the conditioned soul whatever they like within the three modes of material nature. But such offerings are all just like fire that burns the heart of to ashes. Therefore, one must understand that the material world is a hellish place, offering a permanent situation to no one. Externally, we experience many things, and internally, we contemplate our experience, formulating plans for future action. Thus, internally and externally, we are victim of ignorance. Real knowledge comes from the Vedas. Only all the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of perfect wisdom. If we become fully Krishna conscious, taking complete shelter of the Lord, there will be no scarcity of pleasure, because the Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure, and He devotee freely moves within their reservoir. Maybe you can come a little more further.
Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurya Militam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadevi Aima Puro Vibho Nirmahan Sete Yadamusa Purusa Bhukte Gunanso Dasaso Dasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Vachamsimi Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikayai Tadalai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Aradhyo Bhagavan Vraje Tatanaya Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachitupasana Vrajavadu Varagenava Kalpita Srimada Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Prema Pumartho Maha Sri Chaitanya Maha Prabho Matamidam Tatradaro Napara Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Radha Srivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Qualification of expert.
That was done. Last point. Dhunoti. We are talking about Dhunoti. Yes. Dhunoti means cleaning process. So this hearing and chanting is the cleaning process. Just like we had wonderful kirtan during Guru Puja. This is a cleaning process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very happy when the devotee is chant and dance. When Mahaprabhu sees the devotee dancing, he becomes very happy. Krishna also tells to Arjuna in Mahabharata, Ritanani Chamamanamani Nartanti Cha Sandhau. Gitanani Chamam Namani. Anyone who chants the holy glory, the holy name, and dance, Sandhau, O Arjuna, he purchased me. It's the best way to purchase Krishna, by chanting and dancing. It also, since we're talking about Vijanoti, it also mentioned, Vartamanam Chara Papam Yadabhutam Yadhavishyati Tatsarvam Nirdhatyasu Govinda Narakirtanam. So all the sin accumulated from time immemorial, from Vartaman, from present, Yadabhapam, Yadabhutam Yadhavishyati, or from past, or you will commit in future. Tastarvam nirdhatyasu. All this sin will be burned to ashes by Govinda Nalakirtanam, by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
So there are many wonderful glory of Nam Sankirtan. But this today verse talks about the glory of hearing from a bona fide spiritual master. One qualification that guru and disciple, hearer and speaker, both have to be expert. And expert means, as I say, fixed in Krishna consciousness, doing everything for the pleasure of Krishna. Hearing also for Krishna's pleasure, and talking about Krishna also for Krishna's pleasure. And if we do so, then the dhunoti maya guna sampasutta. Dhunoti means cleansing away. Our heart has become dirty. There are so many unwanted desires is sitting within the heart. Even the body has become polluted. Of course, heart also. We got too much toxin. According to naturopathy, we have 75% toxin filled in our body. And we have 25% space to live. Just imagine if we can clean whole 75% toxin, then our body becomes so light, we can fly in the air, we can fly anywhere, we don't have to take a plane, we can just go anywhere. And the yogi, they used to do this. By pranayama and yoga, they used to do that. So the toxin in body makes body so heavy. So at least 25% is taken. And many people, they misuse this body, and even that 25% they fill it up, and then they get a heart attack and they die. So heart also is filled up with unwanted desire. Avadrani, the unwanted desire, avadrani, unauspicious. But that unauspicious desire can be burned to ashes by hearing and chanting. Shrutam Sopatha Krishna Punya Srona Kirtanam Hrityantastahi Avadrani Vidhunoti. There has been Vidhunoti and here is Dhunoti. But both have same meaning. Vidhunati and Dhunoti. Dhunoti means cleanse up totally. Just like you wash our clothes, you wash. And Vidhunoti means it washes away that the clothes will never become dirty. Just like we may clear up our heart with unwanted desire, but it's not guaranteed that it will not again become dirty. Prabhupada gave example of the forest fire. If there is a fire, we see everything burns to the ashes. But as soon as rainy season comes, and after rainy season, everything grows up. Again, whole forest is green. Because the root was there. Outside it was burned, but the root was there. So, all the other processes of atonement does not help. That may clear some, they may wash away, but it does not wash away fully when the desire does not grow. So here Dhunoti means you must understand it's Vidhunoti. Dhunoti means Vidhunoti. Sometimes it is Dhunoti, sometimes Vidhunoti. So the association of devotee or hearing from a bona fide source is the way to cleanse our heart. Parikshit Maharaj, after hearing the fifth canto of Bhagavatam and hearing about hellish conditional life, life of hellish condition, he was naturally a Vaishnava and he had a great, you know, he was feeling compassionate towards the suffering condition soul. And as soon as he heard about the suffering in hellish condition life, he almost became morose and started, like, you know, very upset and crying, being compassionate to the fallen conditioned soul. And he asked Sukadeva Goswami, "My dear Gurudev, Sukadeva Goswami, please, is there a way, any way that this suffering conditioned soul be purified? Is there any way to save them?" Then Sukadeva Goswami went on explaining that how one suffer and enjoy this material world by their different activities, their different karma. And then he gives the different processes of atonement, like performing tapasya, giving charity, and so on and so forth. But after explaining all those things, he was not very satisfied. And he said, this atonement can clear up on the surface, like forest fire. But the root will not go away. The root will remain there. The desire is not guaranteed that heart is clean, but there is no desire. Desire will remain there. And as long as you have desire, again you will go into sense gratification, again you will accumulate sin. So this atonement and committing sin, like committing sin 7 days, 6 days and 7 days, go to church and say, you know, clean up the sin. That is like elephant bath. Kunjar Sauchavat. Elephant goes in water, takes bath very nicely. Have you all seen this one? Elephant taking bath, something in water. I remember when we had India Padyatra. The one day the Padyatra came to my native place, my village, and we have a beautiful pond. So all the devotees, they went to take bath before lunch. And the elephant also went to take bath before lunch. And when elephant entered in the water, the Mahau, the elephant man, he wanted to come and take lunch, he was hungry. But elephant wouldn't come out. So the the elephant man was going in the water to get the elephant, and she will go down, right? And he will not find where she is. She used to go, because that pond was very deep, so she used to go down and sit down. And then she used to come out. And he had gone that side, the elephant come to this side. So, you know, he had whole day running from one. And we saw that. I saw that. So, so far, we heard it, but I saw by my own senses. Anyway, best to accept what the scripture said. So, like elephant bath, elephant takes bath very nicely, and as soon as it comes out again, they start pouring the dirt on the body. Like when you take bath, we take towel or gamcha to dry your body. The elephant, they dry their body by the dirt again, you know, the drying process. Same way, we clean our heart, and again we start coming. There's no guarantee. Then Sukadeva Goswami said, केचित केवलया भक्त्या वासुदेव परायणा अधधुनमन्ति कार्ष्णेयः निहारं यो भास्करं अधधुनमन्ति देयर वर्ड इज धुनमन्ति एंड हियर इज विधुनमन्ति अगेन बोथ आर सेम धुनमन्ति मींस क्लींस धो देना हिंदी में धोना और धुनमन्ति मींस आल्सो So, Sukadeva Goswami said same thing, what he has been told here by Krishna, to Uddhava and Uddhava Gita. He said, Kechit kevalaya bhaktya, kevalaya bhaktya. That devotee who has accepted in his life to serve Krishna and only serve Krishna. Kevalaya bhaktya means ananya bhakta, unalloyed devotee. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana. And the definition of kevala bhakta or achinta bhakta, unalloyed devotee, is vasudeva parayana. He totally surrendered to vasudeva. Manasa deha geha je ichimod arapilu tumapade nandati sav. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Manasa deha geha je ichimod more. Just by saying manasa deha geha was enough. Whatever I have, my mind, my body, my house, my wife and children. But the je kichu mur, je kichu means something which I do not know. It may come in future. You know. Or if my father or mother they die, in their will they will write something, you know, like this money. This property goes to my son, which is not known to me. The jay kichu mor, in future whatever will come, or maybe in past I have but I do not remember. Everything, jay kichu mor, arapilu tumapade nanda kishor. O son of Maharaj Nanda, I offer everything to you. So they are Vasudeva Parayana. They are fully surrendered to Lord Vasudeva. And by their association or hearing from them, Abha means sin. Abha dhunamanti kasneya. Kasneya means sakalena vasana saha iti artha. Sakalena vasana, all the desire, we have accumulated this wealth of sinful activities, which is anarthaj, that will get clear, which has been done from past. What we are doing in now, that, and there will nothing remain for the future. There will sakalena basana. Basana means desire. Not only the sin will get eradicated, but even the desire for sense gratification, we also get irritated. Therefore, the word has been kasanyaha. And the example is given, niharam yuva bhaskaram. When there is a cloud in the sky, day is very dull. And then, you know, it's not good. or not cloud, say fog. Fog. Nihara. Nihara means fog. The fog is very difficult to drive. Even the plane does not take off because there is fog. In the winter season, so many flights from Delhi get cancelled. Delhi has a lot of fog. So they announce there's so much fog, so you can't fly. But when as soon as sun comes, all the fog goes away. Bhaskara. When Bhaskara, the sun comes, the fog disappears. Same way, Krishna Surya Swam Hoy Maya Andhakar Jahan Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Rataja. Krishna is like sun. And Maya, and the byproduct of Maya, which is being Maya Guna Sampasuttana, the byproduct of Maya. What we have accumulated as well by the help of Maya. Maya Guna, in the modes of material nature, whatever we have got it, the byproduct, gets cleared away just like the kuhasa or fog gets cleared away by sun. Then, Parikshit said, well, there, but other adornment processes are also recommended. It must have some meaning, otherwise, why is it being recommended? It must have some meaning. He said, na tatha hi agvam rayam puheta tapa adhi yatha krishnartah prana tata purusha nisivaya. So when Parikshit asked that there may be something, otherwise why it has been described, something must be there in different atonement processes. So Sukadeva Goswami, just like really accepting Parikshit nearby, you are putting his hand towards his back and talking. Sometimes when a child or a friend, becomes depressed, then what do? We try to console him by putting our hand behind him, talking to him nicely. So Sukadeva Goswami is talking. Na tatha hi abhavan rajan, oh my dear king. There is nothing like, there is no other way to clear up the result of our sense gratification, of sin. He means certainly abhavan, and we become abhavan. Abha means sin, and abhavan means pojitar of the sin. Bhagavan, like Balavan, so become abhavan. The one who is sense gratification, he becomes abhavan, a new title. One who is in material world trying to enjoy sense gratification, they should be called abhavan. Sukadeva Swami calls them. Sometimes they want to be called abhavan. Tell them, you are not Bhagavan, you are Bhagavan. Bhagavan Singh is the one who possesses the six opulences in full, and Bhagavan is the one who possesses the sin in full. Bhagavan. Na tatha hi certainly Bhagavan Rajan Puyeta. That abhavan, he has so much sin, he cannot be purified. Puyeta, purified, tapa adhi. All the different processes of atonement, what I have said, that is not enough for him to purify. This man is really sinful. He is one, he is abhavan, not ordinary person. Someone who is in sense gratification, this tapa adhi cannot really purify him. Yatha, as Krishna arpitaha pranaha tat purusha nisivaya. Nisivaya. In the Krishna Vena Sivaya, it means Sivaya. Serving that person totally, fully. Upasita mahamuni. Hearing from, serving that perfect spiritual master, perfect devotee. Tat purusha nisiva. That very person who has offer his prana. There are 10 different kinds of prana known as pranapaya in Bhagavad Gita according to this prescribed. 10 different prana. And because of the prana, he has survived. Apana, upana, saman, udan, krukar, vasudev, dhananjay, like that. There are 10 different kinds of prana. The one who has offered all his prana, his breathing, every breathing, he remembers Krishna. That Mahapurusha. Navatani, Yadha Krishna Arpita Prana, who has Arpit, who has surrendered his prana, like air, to Krishna. Tat Purusha is here. It is easy to cleanse our heart by serving Nisevaya, by serving a bona fide spiritual master. And serving bona fide spiritual master means we should not only go on hearing, but we should do what he says. Prabhupada said, if you love me, then you follow me. That is the meaning of love. Not I say, yes, I love my Guru Maharaj. You know, I like to hear from him. And my Guru Maharaj says, do something. I said, oh, I have to do this thing. You know, I can do this thing. No, that is not seva. Sometimes, some devotees, they become very artificially, they pose themselves as advanced. Or they think that I am very expert, I know better than my Guru Maharaj. And they don't want to hear when some Vaishnava is speaking, or even Guru is speaking, he has some other engagement, he is doing something else. When time for Bhagavad Katha, we should just hear Bhagavad Katha. Because it is very much essential to clean, for cleaning our unwanted desire which is sitting in our heart. What is the product of the three most material nature? Very important. I just remember one story. Once there was a guru and he had a disciple. And disciple wanted, I mean he was hearing from his spiritual master, but later on, you know, he got into the sense gratification. He got liberty in sense gratification. So, he wanted to prove that how his spiritual master is wrong and he is right. So one day he went to his spiritual master and he asked, my dear master, please tell me, since you know past, present and future everything, please tell me what am I going to eat today? The spiritual master told him that you are going to eat sweet rice today. Sweet rice. He said, okay, now I am. He told him sweet rice. I will make sure that I do not eat sweet rice today. And then I can go and tell him that, you know, you are, you know, if whatever I said is not right. So he decided to go in a lonely place. So he went in the forest. There was a big banyan tree. And he sat down on the banyan tree. Decided that he is not going to eat anything but seven sweet rice. Then in the village, there was a mela. Mela, kya bolte hain? Fair. Fair. But this fair was for the cows. Cows and bulls. Now, there are fair for cow, bull, horse, you know, so many fairs are there. So they were for the cows. So at evening time, the cowherd man had gone to sell their cow. But some cow remained. They sold many, but some cows were there. And now they were returning back. But it was getting dark. So they came near that banyan tree. And I thought, oh, it's a very nice tree. So tonight we will stay here only. They milked their cow. And they thought what to do. They had to cook something to eat. So they had sugar and they got milk. So they decided to make sweet rice. Under that banyan tree. And evening time, some said, is the time for thieves and robbers also. They also come out same time. So they milk, that this fellow, they have sold some cows and they are going. So they followed them. But those people who were making sweet rice, they heard this news that thieves are coming and they have sold so many cows, they have so much cash. So they run away. They took their cows and they run away. But they forgot to take that pot on which they were making sweet rice. They left it there. So the thieves, they came and they saw that banyan tree and there is something cooking. They saw the sweet rice cooking. And they said, oh, the thief, the man must be here around. They must be here around. You know, because they are making sweet rice. They may have heard that they are coming, so they run away. So, among the thief, there was one man, he had only one eye. Kana. They are very expert. They have only one eye, but they are very expert. No offense to anybody, but it's true. Krishna has given some, you know, just like one have no eyes, like both eyes blind, they are very expert. Like one of our, in Bombay, we have one Mr. Ravindra Jain, he is a singer. He has both eyes blind, very rich man. That's why singing, he is a famous singer. So Krishna gives some quality to everybody to survive. So the one who has one eye, like the crow has only one eye, put this way, that way. And the crow is very clever. Same way, one who has one eye, he started looking around. Others were looking around here, there. He looked up and down. Then he saw this Mahatma was sitting on the. So he realized, oh, this guy, he is the chief of the cow seller. And they are, others are hiding. And they knew that they are coming. They are making this sweet rice. And they must have put poison in this sweet rice. They must have put poison so that we eat and we die. So they call this man, come down, come down. And he was not coming. So one man cried and he was going to throw him down from the top, but then he decided to come down. So he told him, all right, where are other men? He told whole story that what happened, and they are making sweet rice, and when they heard that you are coming, they run away. So they asked, you are also one of them, is it not? They said, no, I am not one of them. I am not one of them. I asked my Guru Maharaj morning, what will I eat? And he told me sweet rice. Therefore, I am sitting there. I have decided not to eat. And the Kana, the one who is one, I said, you rascal, you are trying to kill us. Okay, you made sweet rice? I want you to eat first. He said, no, I cannot eat. I have taken a vow not to eat. He said, oh, see, I was telling, he had put some poison in that. Therefore, he not eat it. So, they started forcing him, but he was not ready to take sweet rice. So they started beating him. They started beating him. The man all made his body blue and red. When he got too much beaten, almost, you know, on death bed or something, then he decided, oh, I must eat the best. So finally, he had no other way but to eat sweet rice. So he ate sweet rice. So this is what happens if we try to defy the instruction given by spiritual master, or if we try to taste spiritual master. Our spiritual life will get wounded like this fellow. He got wounded. He wanted to defy his spiritual master. He wanted to prove that how his spiritual master is wrong, that he is not his suicide. And you can see what happened to him. Therefore, expert disciple means once, Guru Mukha, Padma Vakya, Chidide Koriyakya, Arna Karibu Manya. There is no other desire but desire to serve that kind of person. Krishna Rita Prana Purusam Sevaya. There is no other way, there is no other way to be free from the Maya Guna Samprasthana, the product of Maya. Whole 14th chapter of Bhagavad Gita deals that how from the very birth, you know, when we take birth, we come in contact with Maya and its Guna. And we work. Like Prabhupada said that the soul is like a water in the sky. The water in the sky is pure. But as soon as the water falls on the ground and mixed with the dirt, it becomes muddy. Same way, soul originally is pure. Jiva is Sarupai Krishna Das. But when he desires to enjoy separately from Krishna, and then Krishna, as a well-wisher, our Supreme Father of ours, he sends us here to enjoy in this material world. Don't forget, we all have come here to enjoy. And as soon as we come in contact with material nature, most of material nature, Nibhanti Mahavamo Dehi Dehinam Anyayam. Krishna said, Sattvam Rajama Tama Iti Guna Prakriti Sambhava. This material world is built of these three things, Sattva, Rajam and Tama. And when a living entity comes here, Nibhanti, Nibhanti means Badanti means get tied up. Nikrishna Rupena Badanti. Tied up properly, but very difficult to get out. Very difficult to get out from Maya. Once Maya takes one, very difficult to get out from Maya. Maya is just everywhere. Krishna Bodhi says you. Bhagavan Chakare, Nikatate Maya Kar, Jhabatiya Dhare. Maya controls him, takes him. Harcha. So, Nibhanti, Nikrishna Pena Bhanti. Totally tied up, you know, any way to get out. We all have the same condition, same situation we are here. Krishna told Mahabhama, O Arjuna, you are Mahabhama. Even the great personality gets defeated. Dehi, Dehinam, Abhyam. Abhyam. Life after life will be here by the mercy of Maya Devi. Therefore, I mean, Maya is not so easy. Therefore, Krishna says, Devi hi esa mama imam maya dratya. Very difficult to overcome this Maya. But, mame vaje prabhante maya medam sarantiti. One who takes shelter of Krishna, the cross of the deity. And the way of taking shelter is through associating devotees, sadhu sangha, by position of devotees, by hearing from a bona fide spiritual master. There is no other way. Gunascha sandahya vidhunoti. Okay? One word has been described, that association of devotee can cleanse our heart, and therefore all the byproducts of Maya gets cleansed away. The gunascha sandahya. Guna matlab one may be in satgun, rajagun or tamogun. Any guna. Guna means rope. Guna also means rope. And rope, what rope does? Whether you take golden rope or silver rope or iron rope, or you take the rope of coconut, you know, rope, or you get cotton rope, or you get silk rope. Rope has only one work, and that is to tie. Rope cannot do anything. Ties. By iron rope, we tie the elephant, right? We call chain, we tie elephant. And the elephant trainer, they are very expert. Sometimes, when the elephant is small, they tie the small infant elephant with thick iron rope chain. And when elephant grows, become big, still elephant thinks that I am tied with that same thick iron chain. Although it's tied by a small rope, can break things. Same way, one who comes under the control of Maya, even if he goes, I mean, it has been described in 14th chapter how this Triguna effect. Sometimes we come out, but we think, I don't know, will I come out or not? Rupa Goswami says, Usaha, have enthusiasm, will come out by association of devotees. Have no doubt, association of devotees is only way to clear his Maya. Guna, Prabhupada. Means all the guna of prakriti, all the guna of nature, satguna, rajaguna, tamoguna, cha, sandahya. Dahya means bondage. So it appears by translation of this verse, or this line, is that association of devotee or hearing Harikatha from pure devotee or devotees, it will burn the three modes of material nature. No, not like that. It will not burn the three modes of material nature, but it will clear up its effect. Material nature will not affect. The fire has tendency to burn. The fire will burn. But there are different kind of elements that if you cover your body with that, and you can enter in fire. It's like Kayadu, Hiranyakashipu's sister. She had one chadar given to her. And if she puts the chadar and sits in fire, she will not burn. So she took Pralab. Her name was, sorry, not Kayadu, Holika. Kayadu was the mother of Pralab, Holika. And she sat with Pralab. And by Krishna's desire, by the will of the Lord, the fire burned her and saved Pralab because the chadar went on Pralab. So, this association of devotee or hearing from pure devotee or performing devotional service will burn. Gunascha sandahya. Sandahya means totally burns. The seed will not remain there. Seed is also burned. Then if a rainy season comes, still nothing will come on because seed is burned. So if someone's seed of sense gratification comes, still he will not be allowed by sense gratification. He will not be attracted. Or even if sometimes one thinks of sense gratification, he becomes very uncomfortable, like Jamuna Shyad, who was quoted always, that whenever he thinks of sex, he feels like spitting. The desire was there, but the thought was there, but the desire was not there. Desire was clear, santariya, the no desire. So that thought is like, born desire, nothing is like that. Like chana, there is a gram chana, and you burn roasted chana, and you plant it, nothing will happen. Right? But the green chana comes. So anyway, vansha sandahya. Sandahya means burns away everything. Yada atma etataha. Yada atma means very root through which we develop the desire to enjoy the sense gratification. And Krishna tells the Bhagavad Gita, 14th chapter again, Mam chayo vibhakti cha mam chayo charena bhakti yogena sevate sadhuna sansiddhaita brahma bhuvaya te. Sam sadhuna sansiddhaita. Sansiddhaita means fully, totally, he crosses over the modes of material nature. One who has accepted Krishna consciousness. Mam chayo avyavicharena bhakti yogena sa sevate. Avyavicharani bhakti yoga. Unalloyed devotional service can free one from this. There is a nice. I can go till 9 o'clock. Under the Prabhu?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to get permission from the boss. So, I remember a story. There was a poor man, and he was contemplating all the time how to become rich.
So, I don't know here, but in India, the people, they contemplate how to become rich. But become rich very fast. It is very rich, but anyway, very different. So, how to become rich very fast? So, in India, in Bombay, there is a stock market. In a stock market, they invest money to become rich very fast. And when the market crash, they also crash. This is one way to become rich very fast. Other way to become rich very fast is become mafia. They want Dawood Ibrahim. He will only make a phone call. Mr. Pratichar, give $5 million. Otherwise, you are back in trouble. You are in trouble. What can I do for you? To become mafia. Third way to become by lottery. Still in India, a lot of lottery system is there, right? People just put lottery. In the lottery, they get so much money. So this man, he thought, he was a poor man. He didn't want to take the risk of stock market. Neither he has strength to become mafia. So he started doing lottery. It's such a nonsense intoxication. In our restaurant, Govinda restaurant, we have one boy, his name is Chaudhary, he must be 60 years old. He was one of my nivakta, early days. Then he left. And he became cook, a very good cook. He made fantastic chapati, by the way. And whatever money he gave, he goes and buy the lottery tickets. This today, a single man, not married. Right? So the younger man, Tiwari. Yeah, he goes and he buys the lottery ticket. Till today, everybody knows. So anyway, so this poor man also bought some lottery ticket and he had good fortune. And he wins the lottery. So he got so much money. So sometimes, when somebody gets overnight too much money, then he becomes totally intoxicated. He didn't know what to do. Therefore, Krishna did not give anything to Sudama. You know, he didn't want to lose Sudama. He thought if I give Sudama something, now, he may go mad. He will forget everything. So he gave him, but indirectly. So anyway, so this man got money, so much money. He didn't know what to do. So when somebody has so much money, I'll come easy way. So it also goes very easy way. So basically, the person is coming to Hare Krishna temple, giving some donation, doing something, they get into sense gratification. And we have sense gratification in meditating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex. That's what they use that money. So this man, he started giving money to go to visit prostitute. Now the prostitute, village wife or her house wife, other side of the river, and he was in other side of the river. So he kept going every day to the prostitute, and he had to give the money to prostitute every day. So one fine day, when he opened his almira, to his surprise, he saw there are not much money left. He had only 5 rupees left. He thought, what to do? I have to go to meet her. If I go and not take any money, she will close her door on my face. So he thought, I must express to her that, look, I have money, not that I have no money, but I want to let you know that I have fallen in love with you. And why should you become prostitute, remain prostitute? Just come and get married to me. This was his trick to go and meet that prostitute. So he said, what will I do with my friend? What will I do? So he wanted to show his love. I don't know what they do in West, but I know in India, if somebody wants to show their love, what they do? You are Indian, no? He said, by sari, means you have not done that thing for us. Anybody else? It's what you want? No, that is after a proposal. Buy a rose flower. And after rose, red rose flower, right? Sign of love. Is it not? You are married or not? Are you married or what? that's why you don't know. Because you are arranged marriage, so you don't know. Anyway. So by the rose flower. So he took some rose flower, right? He got 5 rose flowers. And he was going to the prostitute house. But since he had crossed that river, river has only very little water. This much water, native water. But, you know, it was very deep. You were going to the ocean. And so much current was there. So much current was there. Just like in Hrishikesh, if you go, there, if you go in summer season in Hrishikesh, it is very difficult to take bath in Ganga. For 3 reasons. One, outside is very hot, then you want to go Ganga. Take bath. But the water is very cold. We cannot be there. And third is too much current is there. So therefore people very carefully they take bath. Anyway, so there is so much current right here in this river. And the river has a lot of small stone particles. Stone right there. So he went and he had crossed the river. Every other day maybe he was going by motor boat or something, but now there is no money, so how he go by boat? So he had to cross the river. He was thinking, he was just a hypocrite. You know, he was trying to trick that prostitute, but he was not convinced that will she agree to marry me with this 5 flowers? Will she accept me? Will she really believe me? So he was thinking all those things, but he was not thinking about the river, water, or the stone. But at one point, he slipped. So when he slipped, that flower fell down from his hand in the river. And so there was so much current was there in the river. So he started running to catch the flower. When he was running to catch the flower, he could not catch the flower. Because there was so much current was there, and so many stones were there, so he was getting hurt in his feet. So when he could not catch the flower, then he said, Govinda, I know. I offer to Govinda. When it is not useful to ask, to offer to Govinda. I don't know whether you have experience here or not, but I know in America other places, they will call, oh Swamiji, I got one sofa at my home. Do you want to take it for temple? Here I'm going to, I am going to buy a new sofa, old sofa I can take temple. I have one old car, I want to give temple. I have one old fridge, I want to give temple. You rascal, why don't you give me one? Something which is not fit for my Sanskrit Krishna, I want to give Krishna. So he asked the Govinda, I know. In the course of time, he died. And when he died, I have to go fast. Time is moving. Good, the clock is on. So when he died, Jamaraj called Chitragupta. You know Chitragupta? Yeah. You know him? He knows you, whether you know him. So Chitragupta means, Chitra means photo, and Gupta means in hiding, secretly. He kept the record of all our activities. Well, we don't know, but he knows everything. So Jamaraj called him and he said, okay, my dear Chitragupta, please can you see about his future? So Chitragupta said, Maharaj, I know this fellow for a long time. There is nothing good in him. Send him in hell. Just straightway send him to hell. Jamaraj said, no, I cannot do that. Everyone has a right to get justice. I cannot be just unjust. So please see. Chitragupta said, I am very tired. Please give me a break. This man I know him, just shame him. Said, no, please. So when Chitragupta saw, everything was black. But one page was white. One page was white. So Jamaraj said, see, one page is white. At least he had done something, pious thing, some good thing. He said, yeah, I know what he did. We were going to the prostitute, and the flower fell from his hand, so he offered to Govinda. doing that. Therefore, it became a fight. And he was also hearing. That simple man was also hearing there, everything. When we leave this body, we can leave the body. But judgment time was there. Keep in mind. This Ajamil, when judgment was going on, he was hearing. You know, between Jagraj, Jamduta and Vishnuduta talk was going on, he was hearing. And therefore he realized, my goodness, what a sin I have committed, what kind of, you know, I am from Brahmin family and so on and so forth. So this jiva, in subtle body, they are given a proper body to hear that, in court. Otherwise Jagraj, you know, it cannot be ex-party order. You know, I mean, that's what Siddhakutu was saying, he will ex-party order, put him in jail, put him in hell. Because I say hell or jail, both are same. So anyway, so he said, 10 minutes here time, and in that 10 minute time, I also got only 5 minutes. So in 10 minute time, he did this. Now Jagraj said, okay, you offered this flower to Govinda, so you got 10 minute time. Now please tell me, whether you want to enjoy the 10 minute time, the punya of 10 minutes, or you want to go to hell to suffer your pap or sin. He said, I would like to go to heaven first. I want to get that 10 minute time. So he went to heaven, and as you know, if people they go to new place, they ask, what is here to see? Like I was coming here, I asked Samara Prabhu, what is there to see in Melbourne? So he said, oh, don't worry. You know, I do that to take you. This thing is to see this thing. So many things he was saying. I asked someone in Bombay, and people they come, they want to know what is good thing to see. Gateway of India, Juhu Beach, Hare Krishna Temple, Amitabh Bachchan, Bungalow. Yeah, there are big arti going on. 2 hours. Especially because from Bengal they come, 9 to 11 is Mangala arti time. 5 to 7 is Sunday arti time. And they really, literally they, you say, 100 of people they stand there to see and you come and that's it. Darshan ho gaya. So anyway, he wanted to see what is best to see. So the attendants said, well, there is Amaravati where King Indra sits and you have to go through a beautiful garden known as Nandankanan. They said, oh, very good. Then he asked that what are there in Nandankanan? He said, oh, they're full of the rose flowers. You know, nice. Oh, rose flower is there, very good. So he asked the attendant, please, can you give me 2 choppers? You know chopper? To chop it, cut it. So they gave him 2 choppers. And they said, okay, your 10 minute starts now. And he took chopper, and there were only rose plant all the way. And he said, Govindaya Namaha, Govindaya Namaha, Govindaya Namaha, Govindaya Namaha. For 10 minutes, he went on cutting the rose flower and offering to Govinda. So when the 10 minutes passed, the attendants say, okay, now it's time to go, come on, let's go. So they brought him. So Jamaraj again asked Chitragupta, Chitragupta, see, what is there? He said, Maharaj, give me a break, you know, I'm very tired. I've been working so much, I have to keep all the accurate results of everybody. I said, Baba, but still see. See what he had done for 10 minutes, how did he use the 10 minutes? What will he eat? He'll ask him. He must have used the 10 minutes also in Sankari Bhagavan. He must have gone to enjoy some apsara. He said, no, see. So when he saw, to his surprise, he saw all the pages became white. All his karma fall got cleared. Nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhanyam vinnam adipurusam tamam vidyami. Brahman said, nirdahati. Sandahya. Yes. Sandahya and nirdahati. Both are same. Kintu cha bhakti bhanyam. He has only 10 minutes. And all his 10 minutes he used for offering flower to Govinda. All the 10 minutes. So same way, if we offer our everything to Krishna, Krishna Arpita, Prana, everything, then that is the way to clear up Sandahati, means desire will get finished, by which we are suffering here. Swayam cha Swamya Samyati Asamita Yatha Agni. A sample is given, this knowledge which burns to the our reaction of sinful, ignited, unearthed to acid, and thereafter it becomes pacified. Just like the fire, when it burns the fuel, the fire becomes pacified. But the meaning here, samayati, does not mean really. In Sanskrit, there is no English word for samayati. Pacified is, you know, one kind of word. See, that knowledge, that transcendental knowledge which is received by bona fide spiritual master or harikatha or bhakti has two things. That knowledge does two things. One thing that burns all the anarthas to ashes, and when all the anarthas are burned to ashes, by same knowledge we obtain love of Godhead. Just like when we eat, the food does two things. One is our stomach gets filled and we also get energy to survive by the same food. Same way, by the knowledge of Krishna consciousness, by hearing and chanting, said, Sratam Sratata Krishna Punya Sranam Kirtanam Hridayanta Sani Abhadrani Vidhunoti Suhishtata. Vidhunoti means born sale, clear cut up, and Suhrit Satam, and purify our heart, and thus it becomes Satam. The son, saint, and sadhu are two different things. Sadhu means practicing, good behavior, and saint means one whose heart is cleanser. Therefore, Kapil Dev advised, Satam Prasanga Mangulji Samhito. You hear from saint, whose heart is being purified. And the Sravanam Kirtanam, if you heard from Guru Parampara system, it purifies the heart. The fire also, you know, when the fuel is no more, in India, the lady who is to cook in the, I got the meaning now, samyati, yes, I can give a example. So when they cook, they use cow dung, they use wood to cook. And after cooking is done, what they will do, they will cover with ash, right? The fire, they will cover with ash. And again, if they don't want to cook, they move the ash away, the fire is still there. And again they will start cooking. Not like cooking cylinder reactor, switch up and switch on. Not like that. It's there. The same way, Krishna consciousness is so powerful, that if we are Krishna conscious, then first of all, we don't have any desire. Desire will get burned to ashes. And suppose, in remote chance, even that desire comes again, that fire is there, and that fire will again burn that desire. So, to summarize this verse, so long as we are in this material world, we will go on producing its byproduct. Maya guna samprasuttana. Byproduct of modes of material nature. And as long as we are byproducts of modes of material nature, so long we will punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jayasayanam. The bhava pravaha will go on. But if you want to stop it, then expert disciple, when he hears from expert bona fide spiritual master, Ati Visuddha Buddhi. What is Ati Visuddha Buddhi? First he gets word and he is intelligent, totally purified. And if he hears both of them to please Krishna, then this is the only way to clear up, you know, the byproduct of modes of material nature or unearthed from our heart. And it will get cleared up as well as the desire, vidhunoti
anusandhaya, two things of, you know, this is two things happen when we hear from a bona fide spiritual master. Dhunoti means it will cleanse, but the desire remain down, so it is sandhaya. Gunascha sandhaya, the desire will also burn to ashes. So both will happen by association of devotee. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Any comments or questions? Yes, sir.
Sometimes the devotees engage in the process of devotional service, but they discover that the material desires don't go away, they keep coming back. So, what does that indicate?
Well, that means he really have a lot of anarthas in his heart. And when one layer gets cleaned up, other layer comes. So it will keep coming. I will add, we are honest to ourselves. We are on right path. We will clear it up. One layer got cleaned up, again other layer will come. And so, oh my goodness, I'm chanting, but still my sensei is disturbing me. Prabhu, don't worry. One layer got cleaned up, other layer has come. That will also get cleaned up. That will also get. So long as we remain in association of devotee, that's the most important. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha. That will clear up. And when Gari got cleared up by Sri Narada Muni, Prabhupada is here. He has given his books, Association of Devotees, it will clear. It will keep coming because, I mean, those layers are not from one lifetime. Anadi was a book from long time when we submitted from Krishna. And we are enjoying our senses from long, trying to enjoy our senses from long time. So the anarthas are there. But by Association of Devotees, it will get clear. So long as we are sincere. Sincere. Prabhupada asked once to Brahmananda and others that what is required to become Krishna conscious. So Brahmananda said, Prabhupada, devotee had to be serious and sincere in performing his sadhana. Prabhupada did not say anything. He looked at Tamalakrishna Maharaj. Tamalakrishna said, sincere, serious, and intelligent. Prabhupada said, yes, intelligent. So we have to be intelligent always for two things. One thing, that I do not accumulate more desire, you know. And that will also go away by the decision of devotee. And whatever I have, I must clear it by the decision of devotee. So actually, bottom line is with us. Nobody can help us. We have to help ourselves. And God helps those who help themselves. We have to help ourselves. Any other question? Yes.
What is it? You are talking about the subtle body. So what is the size of the subtle body, like overcoat on the soul?
That there are two things. One is called mritu, another is called mukti. Mritu is of this body, death is of this body, made of, you know, ether, air, fire, water and earth. This is called gross body. Bhumya Pamlo Bhai. Come. And then the subtle body. Bhumya Pamlo Bhai. Come. Mano Buddhi. Ahankar. That is, consists of mind, intelligence and ego. Although you are sitting here in the temple room, on chair, hearing the Gatha, but if you want to see your bedroom at your home, you can go and see. Now, your eye is here, but somebody is seeing. Who is seeing that? Atma. And how it is seen? The subtle body. So that is subtle body. So we don't have to work hard for this body. This body will die. When we don't want to die, we have to. This body will die. If anything we have to do, do for the subtle body. We have to, all the process to get mukti. Mukti from the entanglement of subtle body. And subtle body is only one with whatever activity has been done by the gross body, the result, the karma fall, remains in subtle body. And accordingly, again,
body is given. The subtle body will remain till you get mukti. Itvan alpam sarupena vrajita. And mukti means be situated on sarupa. Jiva sarupa Krishna nitya. That is the way to become free from that subtle body. Sarupena vrajita. Our sarup is we are constitutionally we are servant of Krishna. So you start serving Krishna and slowly, slowly you become free. So long as you serve Krishna, you will be free. Just like a iron, you put iron in fire, after some time the iron becomes fire. So long as you iron in fire, it will be fire. But if you take out from fire after 1-2 hours, again it will become iron. So the iron had to be in fire. Then we always had to be in association of devotees to get free from unwanted desire, to get this free. Alright, I think I have gone over time. So let's stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Radha Sanam Bhagavatam Ki Jai.